ABC Radio Australia.
As Pacific Islands race to contain the largest dengue fever outbreak in a decade, new research has identified the role that weather patterns and travel have in the spread of the virus. A viral infection transmitted between mosquitoes and humans, symptoms present as a high temperature, muscle aches, joint pain, nausea, and vomiting. And the study that was led by James Cook University's Associate Professor in Applied Mathematics, Roslyn Hickson, tells Lucy Cooper it was a collaborative effort.
So my colleagues at James Cook University are part of a DFAT-funded initiative called PAC-MOSSIE, where they're doing capacity building for mosquito surveillance across the Pacific. And they came to us and said, we have this great syndromic surveillance data, and we'd like to understand if mass gathering events are a driver for local outbreaks like everybody thinks they are, or if it's something else.
You used machine learning in the study, I suppose for our audience, also known as AI. What did you find by using it?
So we found that the beginning of a dengue outbreak in these Pacific Islands is largely explained by a combination of minimum temperature from 2 months ago and global arrivals of humans from non-Pacific Island countries into the Pacific Islands.
What role did weather patterns and travel play in the spread of dengue fever?
So back in the study period of 2012 to 2019, so this is historic dengue data that we're looking at, dengue wasn't yet endemic, so it didn't stick around in these countries. So we know that any beginning outbreak was likely caused by human movement into the area. So what we were trying to understand is, you know, some of the nuance around that. And so we divided that travel data into between Pacific Island countries and from other global airports into the Pacific Island countries. Ended up being quite explanatory for those beginning months. Mosquitoes are incredibly sensitive to all sorts of weather variables, and especially temperature and rainfall. And so we wanted to include those weather parameters to capture this climate sensitivities of mosquitoes. And that's where we found temperature from 1 to 2 months ago also ended up being the other major explainer of those beginning outbreak months. Now, perhaps interestingly, for an ongoing month, so not the beginning of an outbreak, but a continuation of an existing outbreak, the human movement in wasn't a factor, and it was all about those climatic parameters or the weather variables.
The study found that the average minimum temperature 2 months prior was a really strong predictor of outbreaks. Why is this?
It takes the mosquito populations a little while to ramp up, if you will. So we do know that a lot of the life cycle parameters are highly sensitive to that. So it's likely that combination of having a sufficiently large mosquito population combined with when the humans are arriving from those international or global areas.
Given that human movement triggers outbreaks but doesn't sustain them, how should Pacific Island nations adjust their public health strategies with this in mind?
That's a really complicated question because the situation has changed so much between 2019 and the current outbreaks that they're experiencing. We're seeing a lot more of the sort of ongoing outbreaks that are occurring, but in the countries that don't have those ongoing outbreaks, then it suggests that monitoring carefully predictions of those human travel movements into the areas is going to be really important for understanding when they can get ahead of those mosquito populations with removal of breeding sites and spraying and all of those interventions that they do.
So looking forward, can this research help inform early warning systems or decision support tools for dengue prevention?
I would say there's still a lot of research that needs to happen. We ended up finding that the power of the models wasn't really strong enough to say that these models were predictive, but they were only explanatory. So we think it's a good indicator of where future research efforts need to focus on understanding these outbreaks, and future public health can be looking at those human movements from those global areas into the Pacific. But I wouldn't say that it is yet at a level of maturity to be an early warning system.
That was James Cook University's Associate Professor Roslyn Hickson.